Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. 5 highways in northwest Minnesota are closed today due to zero visibility and stalled vehicles on the roadway. MnDOT has shut down highways 1, 2, 75, 175, and 220. No travel is advised on highways 9, 102, and 11. A winter weather advisory is in effect for areas of west central and central Minnesota. President Donald Trump used his primetime address to the nation last night to attack immigrants and Somalis in Minnesota. Trump said reverse migration needs to happen in our state.
Look at Minnesota, where Somalians have taken over the economics of the state and have stolen billions and billions of dollars from Minnesota and indeed from the United States of America, and we're going to put an end to it.
The $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme resulted in federal charges against 78 people in Minnesota, but not all of the defendants are Somali. Trump claims the Biden administration allowed too many illegal immigrants to take opportunities from hardworking Americans. Proper planning can help Minnesotans driving to their holiday destinations this year avoid traffic and congestion. AAA Minnesota's Brenna Knapp says the busiest travel period will start Saturday.
You're going to see an uptick in traffic on that Saturday and Sunday before the week of Christmas. The worst time to travel is going to be that peak congestion period during rush hour. The best travel time is going to be, before 11 a.m. If you can get out early in the morning, hit the road, that's going to be your best bet over the weekend.
AAA expects there to be 9.3 million travelers in the region. With the new year just around the corner, Hazleton Betty Ford's Lydia Burr shares a message for anyone facing the challenges of addiction.
The most important thing that I can say, the biggest message that I can deliver, is that there is absolutely hope for recovery, and there is a place for somebody who's struggling, and there is better life.
Burr encourages anyone struggling with addiction to reach out for support, whether by talking to a trusted friend or family member, asking their physician for a referral, or scheduling a phone assessment with a treatment center. A Powerball ticket sold in Rochester for Wednesday's drawing is a $200,000 winner. The Minnesota Lottery says the winning ticket was purchased at Fuel Stop in Rochester. The numbers drawn were 25, 33, 53, 62, and 66, and the Powerball was 17. NBA Hall of Famer Kevin Garnett is reuniting with the Minnesota Timberwolves. ESPN reports Garnett will take on a new role with the Wolves and Lynx involving business, community, fan engagement, and content development. The Timberwolves are also expected to retire Garnett's number 21 and raise it to the rafters at Target Center. KG spent 14 seasons in Minnesota and is the only player to be named MVP. A major boost for the Duluth Armory renovation project, an anonymous donor has given $5 million to help restore the 110-year-old landmark. The gift comes as part of a $48 million renovation effort. The Armory has a storied past, hosting legends like Johnny Cash, Louis Armstrong, Liberace, Bob Hope, Buddy Holly, and Bob Dylan. This is MNN.